USA News, I'm Dave Collins. This is breaking news at this hour. At least five people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshipers who gathered for Friday night prayers. At least five others were injured in the incident. Israeli media reports children are among the five people killed. The shooter was killed at the scene. It's believed he acted alone. The city of Memphis bracing for possible protests with the release of body camera video showing the traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
We wanted to ensure the proper legal steps were followed and that the family of Mr. Nichols had an opportunity to view the video footage privately before we released it to the public.
Christopher Wray, FBI director, says the Justice Department will investigate what happened in Memphis. He also called for any protest to remain peaceful and nonviolent. Police video of the assault on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was released today. It shows San Francisco police officers knocking on the door of Paul Pelosi's home, Pelosi answering, the suspect hitting Pelosi in the head with a hammer.
Give me your hand.
The video ends with police charging in, wrestling the intruder to the ground as Paul Pelosi lays motionless. Paul Pelosi was attacked in October. He's still recovering. The suspect pleading not guilty to all charges. Walt Disney World employees are expected to reject the company's contract offer later today. After months of negotiations, union leaders say Disney is proposing raises of $1 an hour for most workers. Staff members say that isn't enough to pay for the cost of living in Central Florida. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A Colorado cake shop owner has lost an appeal over refusing to serve a transgender woman. The Colorado Court of Appeals overturned the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Jack Phillips violated the state's anti-discrimination law. Anti-abortion protesters broke into Walgreens' annual shareholders meeting. They were protesting Walgreens' decision to start selling abortion pills following the FDA's decision to allow retail pharmacies to do so in the U.S. In a list that no one wants to be on, Houston's got a problem. It's been named the dirtiest city in the United States.
Newark, New Jersey came in a close second, which is a victory for the city that was the dirtiest last time around. The report was compiled by the lawn care company Lawn Starter. It looked at various data for 152 cities in the U.S. The report cited Houston's petrochemical facilities for polluting the air and Houston's high greenhouse gas emissions. It also noted that the space city has a big cockroach issue. The cleanest city on the list is partying like a sailor, Virginia Beach. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The tallest dive tower in the Western Hemisphere opens in Florida tomorrow. The Fort Lauderdale Aquatic Center's ribbon-cutting ceremony will include the International Swimming Hall of Fame Dive Challenge. The tower includes 9 platform levels and can accommodate up to 12 springboards. Dave Collins, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.